We reported a few weeks ago that Greg Bennett is taking up a new role after the championship with Aquis, and he announced yesterday that Clearly Innocent has left his stable to join the stables of Chris Lees. I thought we'd just grab Greg for a bit of a chat. How are you, mate? A bit of an emotional day yesterday, I reckon it would have been.
Yeah, it was a little bit tough putting him on the truck, Andrew, but I know he's going to a great home, and the best is yet to come with his horse, so Chris is the right man to do the job, and I think everyone that knows the horse will get a chance to see him again racing with Chris.
Exactly. You're very positive. And I guess it took some time just to get your head around with Bruce Neil from Crestfield, just what you wanted to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, Bruce and Crestfield have got horses racing with a number of trainers and interstate as well. So, you know, every horse is an individual and you've got to, otherwise maintained, you've got to really, going back to my breaking in pre-training days as well, you know, you've really got to fit the right horse to the right trainer because they don't always suit, you know, every environment. And this big horse is, we just decided that Newcastle set up down there and Chris's farm and the availability of that close by and would suit the horse far more better than going into a bigger stable in the city.
And is he in a racing preparation? I know that now the job is with Chris, but can I ask you how forward he is?
Yeah, look, we've had him back about a month. He spelled extremely well after Melbourne and, as we all know, that went a bit pear-shaped down there. And it was a bit, you know, that horse gave him the highlight of the year last year and probably a lowlight, you know, running last at Flemington in my last start with him. But, you know, you move on and you work out what went wrong. And so we got him home. And, you know, I think most trainers will agree. A lot of horses do improve when they've had a trip away and they've, you know, had that experience of travelling a fair way and racing in different conditions and different stabling and all that sort of thing. And I think he'll benefit greatly from that trip to Melbourne. And he spelled very, very well at Crestfield. He came in, he lost about 20-odd kilos, you know, in the days prior to the Oaks Day race. And then by the time he got home to Scone, he'd lost about 20 kilos. So, you know, it did knock him around a bit, but he's put all that on plus more. And when he left yesterday, he looked fantastic. And he, you know, as I said, I think he'll benefit greatly from that trip away. And we all know that give Chris a good horse, he can take it to the top. And I'm sure that this, you know, there'll be no exceptions here.
No, looking forward to seeing him Clearly Innocent. Hey, you got a bit of work to do, though, before you start your new role. You're right into the championships and probably all summer long watching it the other day. Is it the kingpin?
Yeah, look, at the moment he's probably stepping up to be my best contender. He's the attributes that horse has got is he's just very, very tough. Loves a fight. He's very strong and he's very adaptable. He can win on. He's won on a heavy. He's won on a good. He can go forward in a shorter race and sit on the pace, and you can get him back in a longer race and hit the line off a good speed. So he's very adaptable in that respect. But yeah, there's not a lot. I guess, you know, every time he's raced in Vienna, he's beat her. Sassabee's the new boy on the block. All three of them needed to run the other day. And Art Damore won well. And, you know, Cody Morgan's done a great job with that horse. So he's, you know, he's certainly one to watch. It's going to be one hell of a race here on the 5th of March because Nepal's got Careless Choice in the race and Rod Norland's got Leilu in the race. And, you know, there's going to be, there's five or six horses there that, depending on who gets the luck in running and who draws a good gate, it's really very open. And whatever horses run first and second in that race are going to very, very much deserve to be in the final on the 1st of April.
Yeah, for sure. No, it'll be one of the strongest for sure. But they've just got to be peaking for that April 1. That's the thing. Just on that, Greg, the wild card race, are you, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but the wild card race, are you happy where it's placed?
Well, I don't think they've got any alternative, Andrew. It came in, the wild card race came into play after the first series 2 years ago when Art Lee won.
Yep.
Because in that first year, the Hunter Valley Heat was by far the strongest heat by a mile. And there were some good horses that looked like were going to miss out. And there was also a horse in one of the other heats that had a false start in his race.
Yeah.
And really didn't, you know, didn't compete. And so it was a great major disappointment. And so Racing New South Wales, in their wisdom, and Musselbrook Race Club got together and came up with this idea to give horses that, you know, firstly probably for that little bit of a mishap, and then other horses that were just, you know, unlucky in their other in their heats, gives them a second chance to fight their way into the final. And as it turned out, year one, Art Lee got well and truly beaten in his heat at Tamworth and came right back and won the wild card, and then went on and won the race. So it can be done, but time-wise, there's really no other time to put it unless they bring all the heats forward again. You know, take them back again.
Yeah.
And that's not ideal. So,
no.
And that's why I guess they've made it 1,280 metres. If you've missed out, you can freshen your horse up, come to Musselbrook, and then if you win that, you're in.
Yep.
And if you're fit enough, you probably don't have to run him, or you don't even have to gallop him again or her again before the final a week later. So it's a last throw at the dice.
Yep.
Matty Dunn's made it clear he's going to bring a few of his down. And
That was the reason why I asked, because Matt has decided at this stage that he probably won't run anything in the wild card race.
Yep.
He just relates the timing of it, that everything. I fully respect and understand why they place it where they place it, because, you know, it's giving people that have missed out. But, everyone has to make their own personal decisions on this.
Of course they do. And, I mean, Matthew's in an unfortunate situation as far as that is concerned, in the fact that he's got to travel them down from Moolumbar to Musselbrook and race and compete, and then maybe take them back to Moolumbar and then back to Sydney the week later. But, you know, I mean, if he... And he's got to weigh up the pros and cons and the cost of doing it. And for us, it's easy. It's half an hour down the road. But for the boys out west, it's hard. For the boys down south, it's hard. Maybe they could move the wild card race around from area to area, from year to year. Maybe that's an option.
Yeah.
But again, that's just something where it's got to fit into the rest of the racing programming.
Calendar.
So yeah. That's the difference between the country championship and the provincial championship, is that the provincial trainers can compete in all five provincial heats.
Yeah.
So hence Chris Lee's getting a lot of horses in the final last year. You can go spread yourself around and take the chocolates everywhere. We are limited to our own area. And I think, you know, maybe that needs to be looked at a bit. I guess the fact that I'm stepping away, I can maybe be brave enough to say these sort of things. But I think it's something that may need to be looked at, because obviously there are a couple of areas in the state that have a lot of very good horses in it that are going to miss out because they don't run first and second.
Yep.
Had they the opportunity to run in the other areas, they would be given an opportunity to run in the final. But, you know, then no matter what you do, you're going to get someone's nose out of joint, and the people in those other areas are going to say, oh, well, that's not fair, you know, you're better than us, and you're taking our opportunity away. But, you know, this is something for Mr. Volandis to think about, maybe, and it may never change, but it's worth thought.
I understand. Hey, mate, thanks for joining us. We'll obviously talk a lot over the next few weeks with the country championship. Good luck.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks for calling.